Each week, Valerie Brown Kuchera brings us Little Spouse on the Prairie, the show where she pokes affectionate fun at her husband, her kids, her home, and her rural life, even though she loves them all fiercely, maybe a little too fiercely.
Joel either eats or saves every morsel of leftover food. And though I much prefer that he simply pops the last three tater tots into his mouth as we carry the dishes to the kitchen, if for some odd reason there's even one crumb left, Joel will keep it. I try to surreptitiously throw away the two shrimp and three macaronis left in the dish. In 6 months, wondering what happened to all of my refrigerator storage dishes, I'll go out and buy an assortment of new containers. I get a thrill from items that nest and stack and layer and fit together just so. I've been known to get the shakes over a new 68-piece Ultimate Storage Solution Deluxe kit. For the record, I do think it's ridiculous that manufacturers count the lids separately when labeling the numbers of pieces in these sets. I mean, come on! That's like buying a six-pack of socks and getting three pairs! Even before I go to the store on my heady mission, I will campaign to mobilize fridge cleaning volunteers. The first step is to drop subtle hints. "Hey, honey," I'll say, "did you, perchance, buy some Lindberger cheese, mix it with garlic and sardines, pat it under your arms after a hard workout, and place it in the fridge?" Upon bringing home my new Ultimate Storage Solution Deluxe kit, I will clean out the cupboard where I keep leftover containers. I will most likely throw away several mismatched pieces from a previous set while doing so. How is it possible that we have four lids and six tubs in that cupboard, none of which match? Meanwhile, my campaign to get someone else to clean the fridge will be ongoing. "Hey, Millie, do you want to make a cool $500? All you gotta do is sterilize the fridge." When she looks at me with horror and comments something about botulism, I'll move on to Dash. "Hey, buddy, I hid some cash in the fridge. If you clean it out, it's all yours." He'll typically respond with a pathetic excuse about maintaining mold-free lungs for practicing the saxophone. Good grief, his asthma hasn't even acted up for 2 weeks. And then it was just a quick run to the ER. We were back at home within a couple of hours. Jeesh. Because I'm so excited to use the new containers, and because I don't want to defile what I call organizational art, I will take a deep breath, fortify my resolve, pull together all my strength, and try Joel one more time. "Hey, Jolie, I know I talk a good game about being a feminist, but truth be told, I like having such a big, strong, muscular guy around. I get myself worked up when I see you in a pair of rubber gloves, leaning into the fridge, lifting out those heavy containers, the way you grip a sponge." Ultimately, I will concede. After putting on a mask, protective gloves, and goggles, I will gather some hazardous waste bags, seal off the kitchen, and yell, "I'm going in!" By that point, no one's within a mile radius, so the shout's more for my own personal inspiration. During what I've come to call Operation Icebox Detox, I will find all 68 pieces of my last Ultimate Storage Solution Deluxe kit. Despite the gas mask, I won't be able to bring myself to open any of these containers. They will go into the hazardous waste bags and I will carry them out of the house, undergoing a decontamination procedure similar to the setup around Elliot's house in E.T. After a day or two of ecstasy each time I open the fridge, the cycle will begin again, which is actually okay because I hear they are coming out with a 92-piece stacking nesting kit extraordinaire in 6 months, just in time for the next Operation Icebox Detox.
More Little Spouse episodes can be found online at hppr.org under the Programs tab.
Tune in next week